Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the recording Morris On from 1972. It features amped-up English Morris dance tunes played by Richard Thompson, Ashley Hutchings, and others. We heard Princess Royal. Morris On is on Carthage Records. 2019 is an important 50th anniversary for the Moonshot, Woodstock, and many other historic events. Also celebrating its golden anniversary is the band Steel Ice Band. The band was founded in 1969 by Ashley Hutchings, Tim Hart, and Maddie Pryor. Tim and Maddie had been playing folk music as a duo, and Ashley was a founding member of Fairport Convention, leaving that band after their monumental recording, Liege and Leaf. Ashley, hoping to put his complete attention to English traditional music with an emphasis on electric instruments, teamed with Tim and Maddie, along with Gay and Terry Woods. Terry had been a member of Sweeney's Men. Their first recording, Hark the Village Wait, was the only one to include all five original members. Thus began the revolving door of additional personnel, the one constant, for the most part, being Maddie Pryor. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we celebrate Steel Ice Band and its antecedents, and we'll open with Fairport Convention and Nottam in Town from their second recording, What We Did on Our Holidays. We'll follow that with a live rendition of Tam Lin, recorded for the BBC in September 1969, both featuring Ashley Hutchings on bass. We'll celebrate the 50th anniversary of Steel Ice Band this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Queen like a drummer, of beating the drum, with his hands on his bosom, come marching along. Sat down on a hard, hot, cold, frozen star, 10,000 stood around me, yet I was alone. Took my hat in my hand,
thank you. come all you young sailors and listen to me plea, and when you've heard me tell you'll pity me. For I was a goddamn fool in the port of Liverpool the very first time I came home from sea. Now I've paid off at the home from the port of Sierra Leone, £3.10 a month it was me pay. But I wasted all my tin whilst drinking up the gin with a little girl whose name was Maggie May. Now well do I remember where I first met Maggie May. She was cruising up and down in Canning Place. She was dressed up mighty fine like a frigate of the line, so being a ranting sailor I give chase. I kept right on her track, she went on the other tack, but I caught her and I broke her mizzen line. Next morning I awoke with a head more bent than broke, no coat, no vest, no trousers could I find. I asked her where they were, she said, me good kind sir, they're down at Park Lane Pawn Shop number 9. Now you've had your cake and bun, and it's time for you to run, or you'll never make the dockside lad in time. To the pawn shop I did go, but no trousers could I find, and the police came and took that girl away. And the judge, he found her guilty of robbing a homeward bounder, so now she's doing time in Botany Bay. Oh, Maggie, Maggie May, they've taken you away, never more to roam alone down Canning Place. For you robbed too many whalers and you boxed too many sailors, now you'll never see old Lime Street anymore.
We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the founding of the band Steel Eye Span this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. And that was A.L. Lloyd and Maggie May. Ashley Hutchings spent an awful lot of time investigating and researching traditional music in England, and A.L. Lloyd was one of his greatest sources. It also seems to resemble the Beatles song of the same name, Maggie May. That's from a collection called Essential British Folk on Not Now Records. And before that, we heard from Fairport Convention, Ashley's previous band, from their Live at the BBC, recorded back on September 27th, 1969, for John Peel's Top Gear. We heard Tam Lin, the tune that would be on Liege and Leaf. And we let off that set with Fairport and What We Did on Our Holidays, their second album, and the very first one that I ever purchased. We heard Not 'Em in Town from Fairport Convention. That's on Carthage Records. Of course, Ashley was a part of that band as well. We're going to lead off this next set with Tim Hart and Matty Pryor from their recording Folk Songs of Old England, Volume 2, and a song called Captain Wedderburn's Courtship. Here's Tim Hart and Matty Pryor on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Rosalind's daughter walked through the woods alone, when by come Captain Wedderburn, a servant of the king. He said unto his servant man, were it not against the law, I'd take her into my own bed and lie her next to the wall. Then he jumped off his milk-white steed, and he set the lady on. And all the way he walked on foot, and he held her by the hand. He held her by the middle of the waist, for fear that she should fall, till he took her to his own bed, to lie her next to the wall. Dishes three, you must dress me, though I'll not eat at all, before I lie in your bed, at either stark wall. Oh, you must get for supper a jerry without a stone, and you must get for supper a chicken without a bone, and you must get for supper a bird.
cherry when it is in bloom, I'm sure it has no stone. And the chicken when it's in the egg, I'm sure it has no bone. The dove, she is a gentle bird, and she flies without a goal. So we'll both lie in one bed, and you'll lie next to the wall.
Oh, said the pretty lady, before you me perplex, it's you must answer questions yet, and that is question six. Question six you must tell me, and that is three times trois, before I lie in your bed, at the stalker wall. Oh, what is greener than the grass, what's higher than the trees? Oh, what is worse than woman's voice, what's deeper than the sea? What was the first bird that did crow, and what did first downfall, before I lie in your bed, at the stalker wall?
Oh, death is greener than the grass, heaven's higher than the trees. The devil is a worse than a woman's voice, hell's deeper than the seas. The cock was the first bird that did crow, and the dew did first downfall. So we'll both lie in one bed, and you'll lie next to the wall.
Oh, little did this family think that morning when she rose, that this would be the very last of all her maiden days. And in the parish where they live, they're the happiest pair of all, and they both lie in one bed, and she lies next to the wall.
Well met, well met, my own true love. Well met, righty. I've just returned from the salt, salty seas, and it's all for the love of thee. Well, I could have married the king's daughter, dear, and I'm sure she'd have married me. I refused her crowns of gold, and it's all for the love of thee. Well, if you could have married the king's daughter, dear, and I'm sure you are to blame, for I am married to a house carpenter, and I think he's a right fine man. Will you forsake your house carpenter and go? Banks of the salt, salty sea. If I forsake my house carpenter and go along with thee, what have you got for to maintain me on and keep me from poverty? Six ships all out on the sea, seven more bees on dry land, 110 all bold sailor men shall be at your command. Well, she picked up her sweet little babe and kisses gave it three. Saying, stay right here with your papa, my dear, and keep him good company. Then she dressed herself in rich attire, so glorious to behold. And as she trod upon the road, well, she shone like the glittering gold. They were not out but about 2 weeks, I'm sure, and it was not three, when this young lady began for to weep, and she wept most bitterly. My love, why are you weeping? So is it for your golden store, or do you weep for your house carpenter that you never will see no more? I do not weep for turn our farm a golden store. But I do weep for my own pretty babe that I never will see no more. They were not out but about 3 weeks, well I'm sure it was not four, when the ship sprang a leak and began for to sink, well it sank to rise no more. Once a round and spun our gallant ship, twice a round spun he, three times a round spun our gallant ship, and he sank to the bottom of the sea.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 1936. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Morris On, from a whole bunch of English folk rock pioneers, including Ashley Hutchings, Richard Thompson, and others. We heard Greensleeves. That's on Carthage Records from back in 1972. We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the founding of Steel Eye Span. And before that, we heard from Gay Woods. She was a member of the first incarnation of Steel Eye Span. From the recording that she made with her husband called Tender Hooks, we heard Friends of Mine. That's on Cooking Vinyl Records from Gay and Terry Woods. And before that, we heard Terry Woods when he was a member of Sweeney's Men and his take on The House Carpenter, a rendition that he learned from Clarence Ashley. That's from the self-titled first recording from Sweeney's Men. That's been reissued on BGO Records. And we let off that set with Tim Hart and Matty Pryor from their recording Songs of Old England, Volume 2, from 1968. And we heard Captain Wedderburn's Courtship. That's on Mooncrest Records. We've been listening to the roots of Steel Eye Span in the first half of the program. Let's listen to their first album. This is from their very first album called Hark the Village Wait, released in 1970 but recorded in 1969. Here's Dark Eyed Sailor from Steel Eye Span on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. you been all the day now, my dear darling boy? Where have you been all the day now, my dear comfort and my joy? I have been to my sweetheart's mother, make my bed soon. For I'm sick to my heart, and I want to lie down. What she give you for supper, my dear darling boy? What she give you for supper, my dear comfort and my joy? I got eels and strong poison, mother, make my bed soon. For I'm sick to my heart, and I want to lie down. What happened to your two dogs, my own dear darling boy? What happened to your two dogs, my dear comfort and my joy? Oh, they cried and they died there, mother, make my bed soon. For I'm sick to my heart, and I want to lie down. What'll you leave your mother, my own dear darling boy? What'll you leave your mother, my dear comfort and my joy? All my gold and my silver, mother, make my bed low down. For I'm sick to my heart, and I want to lie down. What'll you do with your farmlands, my dear darling boy? What'll you do with your farmlands, my dear comfort and my joy? I will leave them to the wild things, mother, make my bed soon. For I'm sick to my heart, and I want to lie down. What'll you give your sweetheart, my own dear darling boy? What'll you give your sweetheart, my dear comfort and my joy? Oh, the rope and the halter that do hang on yonder tree. And there let her hang for the poisoning of me.
Standing at your window, let me in. Easter tulip, two garden tin, and she's gone in between the sheets again, and she opened and she let it in.
We're celebrating Steel Eye Span's 50th birthday this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And from their very first album, Hark the Village Wait, we heard vocals by Gay Woods and Matty Pryor with Dark Eyed Sailor. That's been reissued on Castle Records. And after that, we heard from Martin Carthy, who would join for the second album by Steel Eye Span. We heard Lord Randall from the collection recording on Green Linnet Records. And we ended up that set with Cold, Haley, Windy Night from Pleased to See the King from 1970 on Castle Records, including Martin Carthy. We're going to lead off this last set with A Tour de Force for Peter Knight, their fiddler, from their third album, Ten Man Mop or Mr. Reservoir Butler Rides Again. Steel Eye Span with three reels, Dowd's Favorite, 10-Pound Float, and The Morning Dew on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you.
it's in the evening after dark when the black-legged miner creeps to work with his moleskin pants and dirty shirt. There goes the black-legged miner. Well, he grabs his duds and down he goes to hew the coal that lies below. There's not a woman in this town row. Well, look at the black-legged miner. And around the heaves they run a foot race to catch the black-legged miner. And don't go near the second mine. Across the way they stretch a line to catch the throat and break the spine of the dirty black-legged miner. Picks us well and they hoist them down the pit of hell. Down you go and fare you well, you dirty black-legged miner. It's in the evening after dark when the black-legged miner creeps to work with his moleskin pants and dirty shirt. There goes the black-legged miner.
In 1999, Steel Eye Span celebrated their 30th anniversary with a concert featuring some of the former members. And we just heard part of Steel Eye Span Mark I and Mark II with Blackleg Minor, my very favorite Steel Eye Span tune. That was Martin Carthy playing the banjo and included Matty Pryor and Gay Woods along with Tim Hart. That's from the recording The Journey, which is on Park Records. And before that, we heard from Steel Eye Span from their third album called Ten Man Mop, or Mr. Reservoir Butler Rides Again. And we heard a set of reels featuring Peter Knight, their fiddler. We heard Dowd's favorite, 10-Pound Float, and The Morning Dew. That's been reissued on Shanachie Records. Hope you've enjoyed this retrospective of the influences and some of the music from Steel Eye Span on their 50th anniversary. Congratulations. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1936.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing